Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to USAPrepares.com. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Fennelli while he's catching up on farming. And I am going to get into more election voter fraud. Now, Dr. Bill Deagle is supposed to be with us, and the engineer just popped in during the break and said he's having a hard time finding him. So I have more than enough to discuss. If he comes in, I would love to get his opinions and his opinion and his dialogue on this very, very important matter that's going to make or break America as we know it now. So I'm going to start with some of the notes that have been taken. Just this is all over the past couple of days. Every article I'm going to mention, all the notes I'm going to mention is over the past couple of days. First, Wisconsin. Biden got over 100% of registered Dems. Now, those of you who do math, I want you to think about this. Seven City of Milwaukee voting wards reported that more than 2020 presidential election votes than registered voters. I just want you to wrap your head around that kind of new math. It screams fraud. 100% of almost 140,000 votes, I read the article, it was like 130,000 change, 100% of those votes, consecutively counted ballots in Michigan went to Joe Biden. Almost 140,000 in a row. Tell me how that works. Folks, they stopped counting in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and other states. What they are saying, what the powers that be, the Democrat Party sold out the American people, are saying, for you, especially in the swing states, and the red states especially, they're saying that your votes don't count. They're saying they don't give a damn what you say, what you think, what your opinion is. That's exactly what that is. And they're rubbing your nose in it. Hundreds of thousands of votes in those states I just mentioned got dumped in the middle of the night. Some were delivered by cars. Some were delivered by trucks. Some ballots were caught on video being taken out, which are most likely Trump votes. There was a water pipe that busted in Georgia, so they stopped voting. And then more recently, Georgia went door to door to change votes, and it's in text, it's in text, it's in text by the powers that be in Georgia saying, don't try to help, and I'm paraphrasing, the Republican votes. Concentrate on the Democrat votes. See, when they say every vote needs to be counted, no, every vote needs to be verified. It's unbelievable what they really think, how stupid we are. Now, there was a Democrat lawyer who pushed this vote mail in 2020. And President Trump said, and I have one of the articles here somewhere, he nailed it about malevolent, a prediction, if you will. He said this, we all said this on the alternative media, every patriot said this, that there would not be any, the election would be totally fraudulent if we allowed this. Well, of course, when you don't even have to match signatures, when you don't care about postmark, or they can stamp it as they're doing in some of these videos at the polling places, And Fox's Wallace says it doesn't seem to be any hard evidence of fraud. There's thousands of evidence of fraud. Thousands. And there was a video on Citizen Free Press I mentioned in the last hour. It's titled, "This Video is Going Viral, But It's Not Voter Fraud." And they show people with a police officer walking by, literally in the polling places, the poll counters, literally filling out ballots. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. A woman in Wayne County, which is Detroit, she discovered a box of ballots that contained 500 ballots from people who were not on the voter rolls. Voter rolls don't mean anything. Hey, have your cat vote. Have your dog vote. Have your parakeet vote. Have one of your dead relatives vote. Doesn't matter. And it really doesn't matter. Plus, poll watchers were locked out and windows were blocked in Wayne County. Now, folks, come on. This is like a fifth grade plan. It's so obvious, so blatant, so overt, so illegal. And then 23,000 votes were found, ballots were found in Philadelphia on the 4th. And they keep coming up in Pennsylvania with more and more found ballots. We have an election rigged fraudulent system where the little people will lose in every way. To put it differently, your future, America, has been stolen. And this is why I think we need a revote in about 10 swing states, because a recount is going to be illegitimate because they've thrown away so many Trump ballots. You know, Steve Pachenik came on the alternative media on InfoWars, and he was talking about how ballots have watermarks and other identifiers. So the ballot printing, you can tell which was counterfeit, which was from foreign countries like China, which was done by the DNC, by the deep state, or any other country. I haven't verified that. I don't see any action. I don't see Bill Barr, Durham, Haspel, Ray. I don't see any of these people doing anything. I think we have literally legitimized treason, espionage, fraud, sedition, and it's been sold out to the highest bidder. I saw this graph, which most of you probably, I know this audience, are big readers and researchers. We all saw this graph where found, and of course, a lot of these words, picture me doing quotes, finger quotes, found ballots, ballot drops, and what we have is a U.S. Postal Service coup, where hundreds of thousands of ballots go into the Democrat side, and not just the presidential race, but Congress and Senate as well, while the Republican side literally stops. The ballot counting literally stops. You can see it on the graph. It's more like whoever put the dollars in, whether they be counterfeit, whether it be favors, whether it be from big tech or big pharma, or the wealthiest people in the world who want to control everything, who have an addiction to power, money, and control, they're getting a vote for each one of their dollars. The big banks, the central banks. See, you don't count every vote. You count every legal, verified vote. How about the videos at 4 a.m. in the morning of coolers and crates and suitcases moving around? We are literally, if Biden wins, even though it's going to be by fraud, total illegitimacy. It's going to be done to hide the corruption, the crimes, the money laundering, the racketeering, the pedophiles. That's what's going to happen. What we need is, if we have registered voters, we got to count down in reverse, maybe use blockchain, while checking off each one of the registered voters, while the registered voter can go online and verify, and there's receipts at both ends. So let's say there's five people in a precinct, just for example. Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue. So let's say Tom comes in and votes. Jane comes in and votes. That now, on the rolls, instead of there being five registered voters in that precinct, now there is three. And it has to be controlled at the federal level, the local level, and the state level, and everything needs to jive. When you just print 80 million ballots, and there's no accountability where they go, and the people who are bought and paid for, I mean, I think I mentioned this, I read an article where Zuckerberg was bribing election judges and poll workers and giving them quote-unquote hazard pay. Now, I'm wondering where all these state legislators are. I'm wondering where Bill Barr is. I'm wondering where the FBI and Ray is. I'm wondering what is our country, have all you people at the top just thrown in the towel? Have you given up on our country, on a president who stuck his neck on the line for us, working for a dollar a day and being accused of all these coup attempts, all these Russian collusion, Ukraine, the P dossier, the Mueller trial, which cost us taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars at the very least, and yet no one's getting, not even getting hand slapped. No one's going to jail. There's no indictments. And now we have one final coup to end President Trump. I'll tell you something, folks. There's nothing legitimate in America. Work, polls, legal elections, our economy, big corporations, big government. The list goes on and on. Our future has been stolen. We need to do a revote. Because too many people are literally bought and paid for. So now we're seeing fake polls, fake focus groups. You can see it starting where, quote unquote, the mainstream media and big tech is going to show that the American people want Biden as a president. They're going to show that the Republicans stole the election and delegitimized President Trump, even though these are counterfeit ballots, even though there's videos of people stealing them, changing them. It's truly incredible. President Trump warned about this, and nobody at the top did anything. And it's up to us citizens now. We should expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. Did you hear about Pennsylvania moving ballot machines? They disobeyed a court order for supposed to be Republicans and poll watchers being able to view what's going on regarding the authenticity of the ballots and the counting. They literally closed doors, shut windows, and they moved the ballot machine back to the back of the room so the poll watchers on the Republican side can't see the fraud. Can't make this stuff up, folks. This is fifth grade desperation, and it's up to the people at the top to call it because everybody else sees it. We'll be right back after this break. We appreciate you being here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Finelli. And I'm just checking in to be curious. Dr. Bill Deagle, were you found? Okay, I'm going to take that as a no, so I'm going to continue to move on with voter and election fraud information. Folks, can anybody tell me, now I realize I don't have the computer like Vince does to shut down belligerent people if they start doing four-letter words, so this is why I don't accept phone calls, especially when I'm interviewing or monologuing. So that being said, can you anybody tell me, figuratively speaking, of course, how come Joe Biden got more votes than Obama and Hillary? Yes, that pause was for effect. How come we have all these dead people voting, non-residents voting, pets voting, illegal immigrants voting? And yes, all this has been found already in this voting period. How come tweets, including by our own president of the United States, legally and lawfully elected, his tweets have to be fact-checked. All of our tweets have to be fact-checked if it's not selling the narrative. But we don't need to fact-check any legitimacy or verification regarding voting ballots. How come two Democrat leading districts in Wisconsin had over 200% voter turnout? Now, those of you who know how to add 2 plus 2 equals 4, I want you to wrap your head around what I just said. Two Democrat leading districts in Wisconsin had over 200% voter turnout. Whatever city that may be, Milwaukee, wherever it is, what you need to do is you need to rename your city Fraud City. Because they don't care about your intelligence. They don't care about your vote. They don't care about your opinion. They don't care about what you think. Nothing. Nothing means anything anymore. Fraud City. So, why don't we have voter IDs? Why don't postmarks mean something? Why don't signature verifications mean something? Because you can't rig the election. Because everything is controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist with an anti in front of every word, ism, ist, and phobe on the back of every word. And too many people have fallen for this political correct jive. So I'm going to mention a couple of articles here, and a couple of them I'm going to mention that I mentioned on Tuesday. And you're going to say, and for the last few months on this show, we have been mentioning many articles and much proof about election and voter fraud. And what has the official authorities done? Absolutely nothing. First article, Democrats colluding with CIA to launch intelligence operation that alters voting machine results report. And I mentioned this on Tuesday, Dr. Dave Janda at davejanda.com unleashed a bombshell story with huge implications for Tuesday's election. His guest was a former high-level intelligence officer, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, who warned that the Democrats and the CIA, in case you're wondering why Gina Haskell's not declassifying anything, have put in place a mechanism which can alter the voting results of electronic voting machines in key states like Pennsylvania that will determine the outcome of the election. This covert technology is called Operation Scorecard, and it was built by the CIA to steal elections in targeted countries, now turning against the United States of America. Another article, five states where voter fraud might change the presidential election. I mentioned this on Tuesday. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Florida. What has been done, folks? We've talked about this for months. We've given all the evidence. We've spelled it out. What has official authorities done? President Trump fought for us. We have to fight for him. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about the safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Packers beat the 49ers 34-17 on Thursday Night Football, Week 9. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells NFL.com, the 49ers are a different team this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was good for us. It was a different game. They're obviously depleted on both sides of the ball. They've had, probably one of the worst injury years I've seen in a long time. So it's not the same football team that we saw twice last year. But, they still have possibly the best middle linebacker in the game. And a lot of pride, and we went out and executed the way we expected to.
Green Bay holds a 12-3 record versus San Francisco in the regular season since 1996. NASCAR is coming down to the wire Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona for the season finale 500. Driver Jimmy Johnson reflects on his career.
I'm trying to right now, and I feel like if this year was as intended and COVID didn't happen, I would have a much deeper, richer experience. But I have had a great one, and being honored in so many ways at the various tracks, social media, and the fans reaching out. Our partners and sponsors are doing neat things on social right now. NASCAR just did something recently. I'm seeing these things, and it is helping me take it in, and I'm finally allowing myself to do it. The time is right. So it's very meaningful. And I look back on these highlights, and I cannot believe it's me in that 48 car with that race team having all this success. It's been a wild journey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding. Take my. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. And welcome to the new America, where hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit, job performance, polls, work, legal elections, economy, big corporations, big government, nothing is legit. Absolutely nothing. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show when I was interviewing Kathy from Ohio. And again, Kathy, if you're listening, I apologize for transitioning into so much of this election voter fraud, but I just feel it's so important. And I know this is in the rumor stage, and a few alternative media sites have picked it up. But apparently, and this is, again, rumor stage, so don't get excited, there was a sting operation set up by President Trump to basically uncover all the voter fraud by the Democrat Party so we can see with our own eyes from the text, from the videos, from the whistleblowers, et cetera, from all this, these so-called, quote, mail-in ballots. And, yes, I'm using air quotes again. And what Trump, President Trump, what you need to do right now is you are literally surrounded by tyrants, by cowards, by un-American totalitarian wannabes. You are surrounded by people who care only about manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and their own self-preservation and their own pocketbook over the American people. What you need to do, Mr. President, is declassify everything. All the things that we've been asking for from the alternative media, declassify it all. And you need to hire people who have guts, who are American patriots. Not because of whatever perception has been manufactured. You need to make mass arrests for all these people who have done all these coups against you. And all these pedophile names that were supposed to come out, that your administration said the names were going to come out, like 2 months ago, and we've never seen this. And this way the American people can see that the people on the top, the aristocracy, is trying to hide their crimes, and that's why they're taking over the system. And it's what a shame about Barr and Durham and Haskell and Ray, and it looks like they've been bought and paid for or blackmailed. Looks like they have signed on to treason and sedition and espionage. And I'm saying this worldwide. That's right. What a shame. What a shame. How easy it is for Americans to sell out their own little people. What a shame. So what I'm going to do is go back into articles. First article, it's a video showing Detroit election workers cheer as GOP election monitors and GOP lawyers are removed from the TCF Center. You can't get more blatant fraud and illegal activity than that. See, the problem is, folks, when you have judges and lawyers bought and paid for, including our own Supreme Court, the word justice needs to be thrown out of the dictionary. So should treason. So should sedition. So should espionage. So should words like controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. All these words mean nothing. Next article. Featured registered Democrats warn of coup against President of the United States. Okay, this is in Philadelphia. A registered Democrat who's an American who realized the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the globalists, by the wealthiest people in the world, is coming forward because he probably doesn't want people knocking on his door giving him forced vaccinations or being tracked or traced or surveilled or censored. And as I mentioned in the last hour with Kathy from Ohio, I tried to cut and paste some articles to send to Vince Finelli when he was done farming this morning. Some of them were videos, They would not, my computer would not allow it. Gmail would not allow it. So the censoring and surveillance is through the roof right now. Next article. Battleground state elections officials refused to explain sudden Biden vote influx. So they were confronted and they wouldn't explain it. They just played dumb. Next article. John James campaign irregularities in Michigan Senate race. Folks, this is not just the presidency. This is the Senate. This is Congress. This is all a systemic, metastasized, cancerous fraud. Next article. 34 counties in Michigan used faulty software program. Okay? Wrap your head around this, folks. 34 counties in Michigan use faulty software program. I just looked at the clock. I'm not going to get through 20% of what I want. I'm going to keep going here. Michigan County removes totals following a report of skewed alerts. Colorado passes a legal electoral vote compact. That's code for if you don't live in Denver or Colorado Springs, what you think, what you vote for does not matter. That's what that means. Next article, Georgia Democrats going door to door to fixed flawed ballots. And they're told, quote, to minimize helping Republicans. Well, Chrissy Wallace, I don't know what you're talking about where there's no evidence of fraud because there's thousands of it. Next article, Michigan U.S. Postal Service whistleblower claims late ballots received backdated postmarks. Received backdated postmarks. It doesn't matter. This whole thing is fraud all the way down to its toes. So even postmarks don't matter. We need to have a revote in 10 states, and it has to be done by the citizenry. Because official authorities are bought and paid for. They're corrupted. They've sold you out. Next article. William Yellow Spine Barr sending armed federal officers to precincts located to investigate voter fraud. This is called theater, folks. We've been talking about voter and election fraud for months. Just like the articles I just mentioned, which I mentioned just a few days ago, and nobody did anything. President Trump warned about it, and we have fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud. Next article, why does Biden have so many more votes than Democrat senators in the same swing states? I want you to think about that. You're a Democrat, and you're checking off, let's say you're checking off Democrat across the board. How can he have more votes than Democrat senators in those swing states? Fraud, fraud, fraud. Next article. Sharpie pens caused Trump Arizona ballots to be invalidated. From what I read, the people at the polls lent Sharpie pens in lieu of ballpoint pens, and it turned out that their ballot was invalidated because it was not a ballpoint pen. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, dead people voting, illegal aliens voting, non-residents voting, pets voting. I mean, it's across the board. Next article, Democrat PA Pennsylvania officials privately feeding Biden campaign potential 200,000 margin of victory votes. Next article. Biden takes lead in Georgia at 4 a.m. from a plethora of mail-in ballots 3 days after election posted. No evidence, Chrissy? Next article. Wisconsin National Guard to assist in tallying 13,000 misprinted absentee ballots. Next article. Seven kinds of election interference from fraud to censorship. Next article. Voting machines in New York, you're going to love this, New Yorkers, because they don't care what you think. De Blasio and Cuomo don't care what you think. You know those guys put on third base? Thought they hit a home run? By their daddies? voting machines in New York City, polling place broken and completely locked. This is after not only opening 30 minutes late, but they said, don't worry, you can leave your ballot with us and we will scan it for you later. Unquote. Next article. Trump wins highest share of non-white votes since 1960. Well, President Trump, I thought you were a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, mental and violent hater, conspiracy theorist. What's going on here? How could you get the biggest share of non-white votes since 1960? That doesn't make any sense. I'm being facetious, yes. See, I should have been an actor, but they won't give me an opportunity because I refuse to sell out the American people. I guess that's one of their top qualifications. Next article. Officials overseeing Pennsylvania election openly anti-Trump. They were openly anti-Trump. So much for vetting, right, folks? Next article. Georgia GOP chair describes secret ballot counting by Democrat posted. Secret. Reminds me of that movie Animal House where they had that, you're on double secret probation. I mean, they have literally delegitimized this election in thousands of ways. Next article. Man sets fire to 80 Trump ballots. You got to do what you got to do. Unquote. Is there one? I mean, I'm almost with all the fraud that I've just said on this show today. I'm wondering if I can come up with my own a different way of canceling out President Trump votes and fraudulently out of the blue creating Joe Biden votes. I think we've seen it. We haven't seen it all because there's thousands of these. But I can't come up with another way. Next article. Judge rejects Trump campaign effort to halt vote count. Next article. Michigan issues non-denial of dead voter rolls. Next article. GOP poll watcher alleges fraud at Detroit ballot counting center. We can go on and on with this, folks, all day. I'll be back for the last segment. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We really appreciate you being here in this crisis time of America. And I want to remind everybody to keep a lookout of this so-called sting operation that was supposedly set up by President Trump regarding watermarks on the ballots. And just with the articles that I've mentioned, the videos that are out there, the whistleblowers that are coming forth, I think there's plenty of information to put a bunch of people in jail and at the very least do a new election and at the very least in 10 swing states. And it should be done maybe by some type of new technology, whether it be blockchain, but they have to do it in the example I used earlier with the Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue example, where they have a database, X amount of names, all the database goes from federal, state, local, all to the same database. People can see what they voted, who they voted for, at least that particular person. And I'm at the point there's so much corruption, I don't even feel we should have voter anonymity anymore because there's so much voter and election fraud. And I don't think anything matters in America anymore. Absolutely nothing matters. So I'm going to try to rip off a few more articles before the end of the show, which were on the last segment. Republicans ask federal judge to throw out 127,000 ballots in Houston cast through illegal curbside voting. It's unbelievable. Every way you can think of to create fraud, it's out there. It's unbelievable. Next article. South Carolina federal judge rules signatures don't have to match absentee ballots. I want you to think about that. That's like you going to your copying machine and copying dollar bills and going out and spending it. It's about as counterfeit and illegitimate as you possibly can get.
And this is not just happening in the swing states, folks. This is happening all over the country. All over the country. Democrats don't care if they accidentally win or illegitimately win or steal a state. They don't care. They tried it in all of them. Next article. And this was done by James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. Basically, a ballot chaser, and that's in quotes, illegally pressured voters to change vote to Democrat candidate, and they would get a gift. This is on video. You can't even make this stuff up. Next article, Pennsylvania Attorney General declares Trump going to lose. This was before the election. The Pennsylvania Attorney General declared Trump was going to lose. I think that's an admission to fraud right there. Next article, Supreme Court deals double blow to Republicans in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, ballot battles. Basically say what that article was about, that whether it be signatures or ballots coming in late or counting votes late, it doesn't matter. That's called fraud. Next article. Investigators stop attempt to register dead people as Democrats in Florida. Well, how many people do you think did register before they stopped them? You can't make this stuff up. I mean, if I was a writer for a new Twilight Zone episode, I could not make this stuff up. It's surreal. It's so fake, so phony, so fraudulent, so illegal. Next article, thousands of ballots in Pennsylvania may be missing, says officials. Next article, dead people caught voting in New York City. Imagine my shock, de Blasio. I'm so shocked. Next article, MSNBC says election doesn't end on election day. Well, it's going to look like it's going to take a long time because there's plenty of evidence to show election fraud. And beware of the Biden campaign declaring victory because they don't want this information to come out. You think little old me just, these articles are in the public domain and published. Can you imagine the people who have inside connections assuming they're legitimate patriots and haven't been bought and paid for? That's a whole different ballgame right there. Next article, judge rules Governor Newsom violated California Constitution again with June order for mail-in ballot. Who knows if California would have been red? People, keep an eye out for fake polls, fake focus groups trying to convince the American people that Biden should be president. Keep an eye out. Be prepared for showing that the Republicans stole the election so they can delegitimize President Trump, despite all the evidence that I have. Can you imagine what evidence other people have who have inside connections? It's not over, folks. It's not over. Land of the free and the home of the brave. You need to act like it. Appreciate you being here. See you in a few days.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.